Recently, four men sat in the basement of Jackson's main library discussing Tuesday's upcoming vote to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana in the city.
The only reason we would not win is if we don't have voter turnout.
These guys have spent months prepping for Tuesday's vote in Jackson. Steve Sharp says they've been handing out flyers and signs, talking with prospective voters, and encouraging supporters to get out and vote. He admits they've been waiting for opposition that so far hasn't appeared.
So nobody has come to me and complained about this law.
Surprised?
I am totally surprised.
Jackson's police department is not actively opposing the decriminalization measure, but Police Chief Matthew Hines says if the measure passes, it could cause some problems. He says it would force his officers to navigate a confusing mix of conflicting local, state, and federal marijuana laws.
It's a never-ending process to try to keep the officers abreast of what is the most recent legislation, what is the most recent court decisions.
Voters in Detroit, Ypsilanti, Flint, and Grand Rapids have passed similar ballot questions in recent years. The effect of the new local laws is unclear, in part because they've only been on the books for a short time. Also, possession of small amounts of marijuana is already a low priority for most police departments. Tim Beck is the chairman of the Safer Michigan Coalition. It's an umbrella organization working with local groups to pass new pot laws. He says he's confident voters in Jackson, Ferndale, and Lansing will vote to decriminalize marijuana. Beck says all you have to do is look at Colorado and Washington State. Last year, voters in those states voted to legalize marijuana. He says the votes are examples of shifting public attitudes.
When people see the result that nothing radically has changed, in fact, there's money going into the state coffers, that's big. It eliminates a lot of the bugaboos and reefer madness and the scare tactics that have been used for years.
And a recent poll suggests Beck might be right. Back in October, pollsters asked 600 likely Michigan voters their opinions of marijuana. 41% said pot should be legalized. Another 24% of people polled said it should be treated like a speeding ticket. Steve Mitchell is with Mitchell Research, one of the firms that conducted the poll.
This is pretty strong support for changing the present system we have. And it clearly seems to be a movement in the right direction.
If Michigan moves in that direction, it will definitely change things. Jackson Police Chief Matthew Hines may have gotten a glimpse of what the state would look like during a recent trip to Seattle.
It kind of struck me as odd that I'm walking down a street in a populated municipality with adults, young kids, just a complete mix of people, and here are people smoking marijuana in public. It was foreign to me.
But it's a scene that may become common in Michigan if the state makes a major change to its marijuana laws. There's a bill in the legislature to decriminalize marijuana in Michigan. If that fails to pass by the end of next year, marijuana supporters say they might put the question on the statewide ballot in 2016. I'm Steve Carmody, Michigan Radio News.